You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. And welcome to South Florida. That's right. Welcome aboard, South Florida. If you're listening on WFTL there in South Florida, welcome aboard to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We've got a show for you tonight. That's right. And here's James Brown to start it going. James Brown.
Feel good.
Oh, yeah, we feel good.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
And we start off with feeling good. Hope you all feel good. Hope you had a great Sunday. Before we get started. That's right. Before we get started and everybody's screaming, let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my right, my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here, Michael. I'm getting organized here. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the November 4th, the first Sunday of November 2018, and daylight savings time is here now. Oh, no, it's not. It's the opposite of daylight savings time.
And to my left, the other one who beats me up, the fabulous, the tremendous Sheila Young, my co-host.
Good evening, everybody.
And let me just tell you, between the two co-hosts, these two women, don't you feel sorry for me?
No.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And behind the scenes,
wow, I feel good.
We have Chris Shaw, the engineer. Well, without him, there's no show. Chris Shaw, you there?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm here.
I'm in and out.
He's in and out.
But, you know, my co-host over here.
Yeah. And behind the scenes with him, helping him tonight, answering the phones, the fabulous, the tremendous Nancy.
Yay, Nancy.
Hey.
Hey, Nancy. How you doing, Nancy?
Nancy helping out tonight.
Everybody knows Nancy.
Everybody knows Nancy.
She said, that's all right. That's all you're going to hear from me for the rest of the night.
Right.
And for those folks that are turning on the radio for the first time and say, what is this show all about? This show, just so you want to know, if you want to know, this is, we call it the bridge. The bridge between the sighted folks and the visually impaired and the blind community. Hope you listen to the show. It's a fun show. We play songs for trivia. You guess it. We get bright, great prizes. Also, we help you get employment. And also, besides that, we try to entertain you and fun, informative, and a little bit of educational. Hope you have fun. And now, this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org. Or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Yeah, we've got a show for you right now. And around the country, we're listening to the folks. And I hope you all listen. Those folks in Texas, and Louisiana, and Missouri, Oklahoma, Florida. Hope you'll be calling in. Pennsylvania. All you folks all over the country. California. Hope you'll be calling in. By the way, the phone number, 407-894-1680. I'm going to repeat that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. We're going to play you something. I want you to listen to this voice. The show is going to be dedicated to the person behind the voice. That's we'll tell right. you about it in a second.
That's right.
Can you play that clip? Chris, play the clip. See if you recognize this voice.
Give me a minute because it's still trying to pull up.
It's still trying to pull up?
Still trying to pull up.
Okay.
This voice, well, he was a big part of our radio show. I'm going to give you a big hint. Big part of our radio show. And the first trivia is going to be, who is it? We're dedicating this show to him tonight because he was a big part of our show for quite a few years. The voice, you might remember, very popular voice in the blind community. First one who calls in, listen to this one, gets a $25 gift card from Olive Garden. Is that a good prize?
In his memory.
In his memory, because he loved Olive Garden. $25 gift card from Olive Garden. Phone number to call in if you think you know the voice. 407-894-1680. Whose voice are we talking about? You ready for the clip?
Not yet.
No, not yet. That's
If he can't get it now, we might have to do it after. We'll have to do it after our first guest caller.
I thought you knew where it was.
Yeah, it's hard to find. You have to.
Can you find it?
Okay, I got it.
Okay, he's got it. Let's go. Whose voice is it? 407-894-1680. First one who gets it gets a $25 gift card from Olive Garden.
Play it.
1680. 407-894-1680. This show, well, what can I say? This show is all about
that's me. I'm
being the
his
bridge.
Voice.
Low vision, blind to the sighted. And right now we're trying to teach you a little bit about Joe Pulano.
We'll do it later.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay.
He said already the name. I didn't want the name
here
to come
he is,
so think about it. If they the show means something to you, if it has value to you, I urge everyone who's listening in to donate $20 and become a member. Be part of the family.
Don't forget, this is a non-profit radio show. This is all about non-profit.
Right, and it's not so
charity.
Much the amount you give, it's the fact that you give and you want to be a part of the program. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm urging anyone within the sound of my voice to do. I did it. It was painless. You just go.
Okay, so who was that voice?
God,
if you were listening carefully, we gave away the name. If you listen carefully, when he played it, he messed up. Paid his name. I didn't want it to. But anyway, the first corn calls up, 407-894-1680. Gets a $25 gift card from Olive Garden. First one calls up.
He would have been thrilled about the show.
Yeah, he would have been thrilled. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Right, he Sheila? Was one of our best listeners on Blind Matters when we had Blind Matters years ago. And now
we
have.
But he could have heard it on the radio.
Yeah, now we have. This show has been on now almost 3 years. This show is called Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's a nonprofit. We're a 501c3 nonprofit radio show.
1 minute to break, Michael.
And this show, just as you know, we're turning up for the first time. This show has advertisers and sponsors. Right now we're sold up. We love our sponsors and advertisers. And hope people listen to the show for the next couple hours. Got a great show for you tonight. Anybody calling in yet? 407-894-1680. Pretty soon we're going to break.
Yeah, I got a first-time call on the phone line right now, but give me a minute. We're getting some information.
Okay.
All right?
I think we have a first-time caller. Hurry up before we go to the break.
First-time caller is calling in from Orlando, Florida, as a matter of fact. So give us a moment. Nancy is helping me out over here, so we'll probably have to take a break.
First-time caller, I wonder how she knows his name.
Well, we're going to break
Yeah,
now.
So we're going to take
and
a break.
Is our guest caller on the line?
Not yet. Give me a minute.
Okay, ready to give this to...
Well, we're going to break, Michael.
We're going to break. There we go. We're going to break. Don't go away, folks. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding a public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And you know what you're listening to. You're listening to a show that's catered to the visually impaired and the blind community, as well as the sighted community. You want to call in and talk? Hope you do. 407-894-1680. Gary from Lake Worth, Florida. Are you on the line?
I'm here, Michael.
Okay, so Gary, you think you know that voice?
I think I heard the answer on the radio.
Okay. So who do you think it was?
At least he's honest.
What happens with live radio?
Yeah, hi, Gary.
Yeah, that's what happens with live radio. So who do you think it was?
Joe Pilano.
100% yeah, right. Well, Joe Pilano. Did you know Joe?
I must have heard him at some time or another.
Well, he was always on Blind Matters, and he was always on Blind and Beyond. So if you ever listened to those shows before, you heard his voice.
Yes.
And we miss him terribly.
And we miss him terribly. He was one of our
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Yeah. So you just won yourself a $25 gift card.
And he's a first-time caller.
And a first-time caller. So we're going to send you a bracelet as well from Blind and Beyond. We have a beautiful bracelet we're sending to you. And we're also sending you a $25 gift card from Olive Garden.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks
no
for
problem.
Being a
you
part
pays
of the show
to listen
again,
to.
Gary.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Keep on listening, Gary.
All right. And hold on, and they will get your address.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to get your address and everything. Who's on the line next?
All right. Now we got our guest caller, Dr. Skolnick.
Oh, Dr. Skolnick's on the line. Okay. Dr. Skolnick, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Dr. Skolnick's with us.
Welcome, Dr. Skolnick. Nice to meet you. This is Lynn.
Thank you. Well,
and meet Sheila. Sheila, our co-host.
I wanted to welcome your show to the South Florida area, especially West Palm Beach and Jupiter, where I live and practice. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. And we want to thank you as far as to be participating now in our shows for the future and being part of our sponsor. We love it, and we love having you on board.
And we're very excited to have South Florida on as well.
Yes, we are. So can you tell us a little about to us and all the people listening around the country,
tell us
what's your story? We'd love to hear
it. Institute.
Yes, tell us about you and your institute. We'd love to hear about Skolnick Institute, Eye Institute. Yes.
Sounds good. I grew up in South Florida in Coral Springs, but I took off to the Midwest for 13 years for my training. And when I finished my corneal and cataract fellowship at the University of Minnesota in 2001, I decided to come back home. So I set up shop. And I joined an academic practice, University of Miami School of Medicine. And that was a great experience. But after 7 years, I left and started my own private practice in Jupiter, Florida, which is just a little north of Palm Beach Gardens. And my practice is primarily a general practice with a focus on corneal disease, corneal transplantation.
But you also, when I asked you, when I met you, you also do folks like me who have a problem with my glaucoma, is that correct?
Yes, definitely. The one day a week I'm in the operating room, I focus on cataract surgery and corneal transplantation. But the 4 days I'm in the office, probably a majority of my patients are patients with glaucoma, macular degeneration, ocular surface problems like dry eye and blepharitis, which are conditions that affect the lids. I see a lot of diabetic patients to screen them for retinal disorders. And generally, unfortunately, most of the patients that are blind or visually impaired are typically glaucoma and macular degeneration patients. And in South Florida, with our aging population, we have a lot of those patients.
Well, I'll tell you something. When I first went to your practice, I was very impressed about one thing. For a person who goes to a eye doctor all the time, I was very impressed how you take your patients pretty much on time. They don't have to wait around an hour and a half. And I don't know if that was just when I was there, but I found that to be great.
One of the reasons I loved working for the University of Miami in academic medicine because I loved teaching, but one of the reasons I left was to have control over my practice, and primarily that involved customer service. And unfortunately or fortunately, customer service in part relates to patient wait times, answering phone calls properly, greeting people at the front desk in a very friendly manner. These are all very important things, and patients see this, and you could be the best doctor, best surgeon in the world, but a lot of times patients really need direction, they need help, and this doesn't just come from the doctor, it comes from the office staff and the administrators that run practices.
I want to tell people out there right now, for those who are listening, in especially South Florida, I want you to listen to this doctor, how he talks, what he's saying, because I'll tell you something. Here's a doctor who wants to be part of our community, the blind community. He also told me, if this is correct, you tell me if I'm wrong, you have patients right now that are visually impaired and blind. Is that correct?
Yes. Many glaucoma patients and some patients with macular degeneration. We have many patients also with other conditions. You can get shingles in the eye. There's different kinds of
infections. Oh, my God.
That I didn't know.
I didn't know that, doctor.
Yeah.
Mm. I had shingles, and I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
And it hurt me so much, and now you're telling me you can get it of the eye. That's gross.
We're waiting for our shots to come in.
I never heard of that.
Order.
Oh, my God.
People should remember, there is a new vaccine for shingles, as an aside, and it's 90% effective, and it's called Shingrix, and it does require a booster, so two shots, but it came out this year. And it's amazing, about a third of the population develops shingles in their lifetime.
Yeah, so. They told me if you get chicken pox, you can get it. If you don't have chicken pox, you can't get it. But if you had chicken pox when you were a kid, you can get it. I got mine. It was terrible. And you can
correct.
Get it. If you avoid it, you want to avoid it, you get the needle, the shot.
That's right. And it can affect the eye if it affects the trigeminal nerve in the forehead and around the eye.
Oh.
And it's a common cause of corneal blindness that we still see today.
One of the things I want to ask you about today, because you'll be coming here all the time and talking to all our listeners.
Right.
And by the way, listeners, if you want to call up and ask Dr. any questions, Dr. Skolnick, any questions, feel free. Call them now. The lines are open. You can call now and ask them any questions, especially if you're from South Florida. The phone number to call in and ask them any questions right now is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. The question I have, people that have, like me, this glaucoma problem, if you are blind, you still have to get it fixed, right? Because it can't get out of control. Is that correct, this glaucoma problem?
Yeah. Yes, even patients that are totally blind from glaucoma can have pain when the pressure is very high. But there are many patients with glaucoma that still have partial vision, even if it's only maybe counting fingers or hand motions. Even seeing light is important for circadian rhythms. And you'll see even drugs on the market now to help people with being blind and circadian rhythms. So we'd never give up on an eye, but even if someone has 5% vision, it's important to treat it so you don't lose that last 5%.
So any folks out there, also, is this true or false? What was told to me, you tell me if it's true or false, that if you have glaucoma and not taken care of, it can affect your brain. It can get you so much pain, it can affect your brain if you don't take care
of it.
If you're totally blind.
Some patients who have high pressure, of course, have pain. I'm not sure really if it can affect the brain, but I'm sure it could cause or lead to depression, obviously, and cause a lot of problems related to, you know, psychosomatic issues and psychological issues. And obviously could lead to injuries, you know, being vision impaired. So there's a lot of secondary problems with being blind. But with glaucoma, primarily between the loss of vision, it's also sometimes pain. And some of it's corneal pain. The pressure goes very high in the eye. You can get blisters on the cornea, and those little blisters can rupture and cause little scratches on the cornea. And no one likes pain. So forget about, you know, the fact of being blind, but painful blind is the worst.
Any questions for Dr. Skolnick? Now is the time to call in, 407-894-1680. If you have any questions, Dr. Skolnick is in South Florida, and great practice. And all I can tell you right now, as a sponsor, he's sponsoring this radio show. So no problem if you're visually impaired or blind, or if you're sighted. You want to speak to a great doctor, go see him, call him up. And when you go see him, don't forget to tell them you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
That's right.
Doctor, this is Sheila Young. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's nice to meet you, and it's nice to have
nice
you on
to
the
meet
show.
You.
I looked at your website. Do you have gene testing?
What was that?
Do you have gene testing?
Genetic testing?
Yes. Do you do any genetic testing?
I don't personally do it, but we have sent out laboratories to different institutions, University of Iowa and Baylor in Houston. They do a lot of genetic testing, like for retinal conditions.
Right. I have RP. That's why I was asking.
She has RP.
Yeah, RP, I actually started my career in college, as if you want to hear something semi-interesting. But when I was in college at the University of Michigan, I actually started in a laboratory as part of the Human Genome Project, which Francis Collins started. And my first research position in college was studying genes in retinitis pigmentosa. So I have a big interest in RP. I can't say I have a lot of patients with RP, because generally we'll send them to some certain retinal specialist. But I do have a handful of patients with it, and I find it a very interesting condition because of how many different genes can affect and cause RP. There's probably 100 genes that can cause it.
Okay, we have a caller on the line, Dr. Skolnick, that would like to talk to you. Where is he calling from, or she?
Right here in Winter Park, Florida.
Okay, the caller is calling from Winter Park, Florida. And what's the person's name?
Gary.
Gary. Gary, you're on the line. Talk to Dr. Skolnick.
Hello, Dr. Skolnick.
Hello.
I'm a co-host on the show also, but I have a big, big question to ask you. This is for all blind people, basically. Do you, when a person comes into you and you declare that person going blind in the near future or whatever, or he is legally blind, you let them know where to go to a blind school? And do you recommend that other eye doctors do that? Because lots of people go to eye doctors, they declare them legally blind, and they don't send them to, they don't tell them where to go to get help.
That's,
so I'm going to leave it the question that right there at you, and I'm going to hang up and
let you
answer.
Well, thank you for calling, Gary.
Thank you.
Let the doctor
thank you for calling, Gary.
So we do a couple things, depending on the level of legally blind, because in the state of Florida, legally blind is 20 over 200 vision, and that vision you can definitely ambulate around. You can't drive or maybe read well. So in patients who are 20 over 200 vision, can count fingers, then we have a couple options. We have some allied health personnel that will come to patients' home to go over different reading aids. And some of these are $300 handheld little video devices, and some are $2,000 kind of fancy video projection devices. And those are super helpful for patients. And then we also have Lighthouse for the blind, and we have low vision optometrists that work there. They can prescribe telescopic lenses. I have a patient who has hand motion distance vision from macular degeneration, but with his telescopic lens that's basically mounted onto a pair of frames, he can read 20/30, and he must have a spot in his retina that the telescopic lens picks up, and he can read pretty well, even though he's well beyond legally blind. So those are the services that we usually recommend. This lady in particular that we use a lot has been doing it for 30 years, and she will come to the home and go over various different devices. But the Lighthouse is probably our biggest source.
And, Doctor, can I follow up with that question that Gary asked?
That's a very
you?
Good sure. question.
Do you also inform your patients about the advocacy groups for support?
Which advocacy group?
Well, like
are you
the Florida
to?
Council of the Blind, or the, you know, the local, the
Isn't
National Federation of the Blind.
I think that falls into the same category as some of the lighthouses and things like that.
Because what he's saying, what you're saying, Dr. Skolnick, when I first went blind and I went to different doctors, in reference to going to the hospital, Bascom Palmer, no one has ever told me that I can go to a Lighthouse or I can go to a group or go anywhere. They just basically dismissed me that I was blind, and that's it. You're dismissed. And nobody ever told me where I can go to help, learn how to use a cane or anything else.
And nobody can teach you better about being blind than other blind people.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'll be very honest with you. I don't think doctors are educated, myself included. We aren't really exactly aware of the services, and we know of support groups. This is why I usually mention these other allied health personnel, because they're much more helpful than I could be for local support groups. And you're right. Once someone is blind, a lot of times they're not going to their doctor if they don't have a treatable condition. So they do get kind of lost, and that's where we rely more on the Lighthouse. But you're right. We probably don't educate our patients enough.
Well, Dr. Skolnick, in the months to come, we have a lot to discuss. You'll be on our show many times. We can discuss that plus many other things. We love having you on the show. We welcome you back. And we can't wait for a lot of folks to start going to your practice.
And before we say goodbye, would you like to give the phone number and the, where you are again?
Sure.
Dr. Skolnick? Sure. And your website.
Sure. Sure. My website is www.skolnickeye.com, and it's spelled SKOLNICKEYE.com. My office number is 561-296-2010. It's 2010 because 2010 is perfect vision.
Oh, so
and my practice is in Jupiter, Florida, just north of Palm Beach Gardens, and we're open regular business hours. We take most insurances and try to be as helpful as possible, and we will refer out to anyone who needs, you know, subspecialty care.
Well, thank you very much for coming on, and look forward to it in the days and weeks ahead, and thank you very much for being a sponsor for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's Dr. Skolnick.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Skolnick.
Thank you. My pleasure. Have a good night.
Thank you, Dr. Skolnick.
Take care.
Can't wait to have you back. And anything you want to know more about Dr. Skolnick, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Want a break? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration, in a state-of-the-art facility. with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now. 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction. Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. That's right. We're back. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. In case you don't want to know what you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind community. Right now, we're going to go to trivia. And trivia is we play a song. And you have to guess who is singing it. All right, here we go. And by the way, you win a prize if you guess it. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Play the song. Here we go. Trivia time. Trivia time. Number one song back in the late 1950s.
That's the Michael song.
That's right, the Michael song. This was a big group. What's the name of the group? 407-894-1680. If you want to win a nice prize, 407-894-1680.
You make this stuff so easy, Mike.
Okay.
Everybody know that's the Spinners.
Not the Spinners. You're going to tell people the Spinners, not the Spinners. Oh. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Call up. See if you can win. If you win, get a nice prize. 407-894-1680.
407-894-1680.
The lines are buzzing now off the wall because guess what? We have a few people that think they know. Maybe they're calling in from St. Louis. Maybe Dallas. Maybe
the North Pole.
I don't know about that. It's too cold up there. We have people calling in, God knows where.
South Florida.
South Florida, maybe. That's absolutely. Right. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song?
All righty. Well, I'm going to tell you who probably might know. We got two callers calling in. We got our good friend Eugene.
All right.
Eugene. From Clearwater.
In
Clearwater.
Call?
We have Miss Debbie from St. Pete.
Okay, so we got Eugene.
The West Coast
on the line.
Is on
party.
They both.
And we got Debbie.
They both know.
They both know, probably. Okay, so Caller number one, Eugene from Clearwater, Florida. And line number two we have is Betty.
Debbie. I don't know where you got
from
Betty from.
I don't know. I was thinking about Debbie the donuts, too.
Who?
Betty.
Betty
and Debbie.
Huh?
Betty Debbie.
Hi, Eugene.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing, Eugene?
What time did you get home?
I got home about 12:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's about the time I got home. That's not fair.
Spent the weekend with Sheila.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey.
That's the,
sounds mysterious.
So who do you think is singing that song?
It sounds like the Drifters.
100% right. You got it. The Drifters. That's right. The Drifters. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, I've heard of Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, you just won yourself $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, thank you, Michael.
Well, see, it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Well, thanks for calling, Eugene.
I got a question for you.
You
want to play Double or Nothing? You want to play Double or Nothing?
Sure. Come on.
Maybe he doesn't want to do double.
Do a
or nothing.
double or nothing.
But
come
he
on.
He might lose his donuts.
He might lose his donuts.
My brain was racked up this weekend.
Okay.
Mine too. I can't believe I'm here.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Eugene.
Right, thank y'all. Okay.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Is that Debbie on the line?
Yes, it is.
Don't cry.
All right.
Debbie.
I got a question for you. Since you didn't get it, someone else got it. If I play a song right now?
I'll try.
You'll try. Okay, play Sheila's song. Let's see if she...
Come on, Debbie.
Come on, let's see if she can get it right now.
How you doing?
Great.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're
so
near.
Who's singing?
Rain goes, disappears, dear.
Is that Leslie Gore?
Oh, she got it.
I knew she'd get
very
it.
Very good.
I knew she'd get
good.
It.
Very good.
Right.
You just won yourself $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. We can have ice cream or donuts.
That's really
now
good.
I got a question for you. Do you want to go for Double or Nothing?
No, I think I'll
another one don't want to go for Double or Nothing.
I'm impressed.
She wants her donuts.
I'm impressed, Debbie. The only song I know of Leslie Gore is It's My Party and
it's
I'll
my
Cry
party.
If I Want It.
Really?
That's the only one. I never knew this song.
Oh, I love
Judy's
that song.
Turn to Cry.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
hey,
Debbie.
I bet you're exhausted after the weekend.
I am. I can't believe I'm here.
So, Debbie?
Yes, Michael.
So, Nancy, did you get her phone number and her address so we can send her these $10 gift cards from Dunkin' Donuts?
All right, we'll take care of it.
Okay, thanks for calling
it. Thank you, Debbie.
And
Debbie, hold on one moment, all right?
Okay.
See, it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
She's a sweetheart.
Yes, see that?
I think she said on the line one time that she doesn't take any calls when the show is on.
Yeah, so that was one from St. Petersburg and one was from Clearwater. Okay.
I had dinner with both
listener.
Of them when I was
Did
down
you?
In St. Pete or down in
wow.
Pinellas County.
I think I'm going to play a South Florida song.
What would that be?
Oh, I got a trivia right
Meet
now.
Me in Miami?
Okay, here's trivia.
I don't think he's South Florida.
Okay, here's trivia. There's two famous people that live that I know for a fact 100%. Well, I think they're still living anyway. One lives in Parkland. I shouldn't say everything. And one lives in Boca. One was a famous singer, a male singer and in the 50s, and one was a woman singer back in the 50s. I'll play both songs very quickly, but I'll let you think about it for a minute, see who anybody can guess who I'm talking about, okay? They both live in South Florida.
I'll bet I know the girl before you even play the song.
Okay. They're both, by the way, from New York City.
Hey.
What?
I wanted to ask Sheila. Sheila, tell us about
your adventure.
My adventure? Wow. Which
adventure.
One? I don't know if I
well,
feel good or not.
You told everybody the last time when you were here, was that last week or 2 weeks ago, that you were going. Let's so tell everybody what happened.
I was here the 14th. I went to Kitty Hawk. I flew up on Thursday and met the lady that I was working with. And we worked all day at the new Wright Brothers Museum in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. And what we did was we did an audio descriptive project. and how that all national parks now are working on making sure that all the museums and all the tours have, whether it's a bus tour or a museum, they're making sure that everybody has audio description for blind and visually impaired people. And so we started from the front door to the back door.
You said it was going to
be intense. Exhibit by exhibit, wow, word for word. And there is so much that goes into these projects. But I'm going to tell you, if I ever get the chance to go back when it's done, I would love to see how it came out. It's a beautiful
museum.
So
what types of advice did they want from you? I mean, what did
they
ask?
Well, directional, you know, like we've got this down. Is this a good way to describe where the next exhibit is, or is there a better way to describe how to get there? You know, is this too wordy? Is this not descriptive enough? And it just, it's a lot of work.
It's tedious.
It's a lot of work.
Well, everything's a lot of work. Everything.
To make it right. Yeah.
Right now we have a caller on the line. I think they're calling for the trivia question.
Well, hold.
What?
Because the trivia that we had called in, the trivia she called in about is the, whoa, I feel good.
Oh, no.
What?
She thought that was the trivia.
What did he say? I can't hear what he said.
He said she's calling in about the Whoa, I Feel Good song.
Oh.
But she's no, the first
wrong
time,
trivia.
She's the
all
first
right,
time
so now
caller.
We're going to play the first time caller,
Michael.
She's the first time caller.
So we're getting her information so we can send her a bracelet. Her name is Marcy from Orlando, Florida.
And the reason
I'm whispering because my sister is on the phone over here. And we're going to put Marcy through right now for you so you can speak with her for being the first time caller. All right. So, Miss Marcy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so Marcy was calling in for the trivia that she thought was the trivia, but it's not the trivia.
Right.
It's Chris playing around.
She feel good, though.
It's a full moon tonight, I'm telling you, in the rain.
So, but Marcy, we wanted to talk to you and tell you thank you for calling in to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Mike, you have anything you want to say to Miss Marcy?
Yeah, I hope she keeps on listening. And call in when you think you know something. Just call in for trivia. Or call up just to say hello. How's that?
I got her down for the bracelets, so they'll get her address.
Yes. I was listening because I just turned the radio on and I have a friend that's blind.
Oh.
And was seeking some information for him. Help or whatever help. And I was like, okay, let me call him so he could listen
to
the radio.
Let him listen to the show. We give out a lot of information. And
okay.
You can find out if he goes to Lighthouse in Central Florida now, or maybe he wants to belong to a blind group, which we have many. Sheila is the president of one group here in Orlando.
Hi, Marcy. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you.
We have people listening around the world. They're listening to the show, so maybe they can add something.
They should get Marcy's phone number, and then maybe we can contact her and help her with some information.
Okay. You know what? Nancy, take her phone number. We'll call her back off the air, and I can talk to her off the air, and maybe we get her friend to listen.
We'll call you tomorrow, Marcy, okay?
Okay.
Take care. Stay well.
All right,
now go to...
Thank you for calling.
The two songs, the two people that I'm talking about in South Florida, we'll play the first one. If they know who this voice is, and he lives in South Florida, lives in Boca.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Okay, that's the man. Okay, lives in South Florida. Now let's play the woman who lives in South Florida. We better break after when we come back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polera urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polera.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual, an insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products, so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce. Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Okay, now we're going to play the woman. Before the break, we played the man, who that man was. That's up to you. If you win, you get a nice prize. Now we'll play the woman that lives in South Florida. Here we go. Let's listen to her song.
If she still does.
I knew it.
Okay, so now you heard the man, now you heard the woman. Both were huge, not big, huge, tremendous in the 50s. They both live in South Florida. Who am I talking to? Who's calling up first? 407-894-1680.
Why do you do me like this, Mike? You make this stuff so easy. Everybody know Dionne Warwick.
Yeah. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing those songs? 407-894-1680. Okay? You got 1.5 minutes guy, to call up. That's it.
1 minute.
1 minute
I think
now.
I know the guy, but I know the woman.
Maybe like 20 seconds?
20 seconds.
And we go to the top of the hour.
Okay. Anybody
hurry,
call
hurry,
in?
Hurry,
are you? You're not carrying it over to this.
No.
No.
I'll give the answer.
Now or never.
Now or never. Now or never. Call in 407-894-1680.
Never.
Going to break.
Now we're going to break. All right, that's it. You didn't call in. That was Dion, who lives in South Park. Dion, and the woman was named Connie Francis. Connie Francis and Dion. We're going to break. Don't go away. See you after the top of the hour. Be back. Stay tuned for the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show.